You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And save her, better believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, let.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Oh, happy Indigenous Peoples Day, or as we say around here, every day, all the days, forever and a day. Oh, we're celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day, which is really our life and how we live. But for everyone else, we welcome you to our celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day. And to help us celebrate, we have our beloved Dwayne Brayboy with us. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, thank you. I'm Dwayne Brayboy. I am Tuscarora from the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina. And I'm Bear Clan. My Tuscarora name is Runaguache.
I'm really glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here, especially on such a special day as today.
Mm-hmm. Well, in honor of this special day, would you please share with us the Thanksgiving address?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. And I would, I'll preface this to our guests and friends from around the world who aren't very familiar with it. And the Thanksgiving address is a sort of prayer to Creator for all the sacred things in the world that so often humans take for granted, but our lives would be very bad without them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our way of remembering the small things, because the small things matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the small things are actually large things.
Yes.
But in our language, we call it the Hakanra Tetra. And so then I will say, Una Wagahev, Gagarihwaye, Gifriginigorihwe. Una hesna nawe twain yigwa wetawe, did not in it akagwani. It's what to give her gwasne, get nigitigawa dog, yeah. Una gyawa yigwate rutre, disne, nit what nene haratis, disne twain ha equigu, hotne, hana niochne, cotton yigwate gifrutne, una jagwate gifrat. Una hesna twain to got to gifrat, and was disne ne kini haratis, yigwate upne. On a new one, can't you want to get root now, or not you want to get rod? On a hesne, twain got to get rod, and was this a near kinny herat, as twain ha our gear hot ne up not ye. On a new one, can't you want to get root now, or not you want to get rod? On a hesne, twain got to get rod, and was this a near kinny herat, as twain ha gidge gear hot ne u awa gear. Hanna niochna kat ni gwat de gefrutne, ohne ja gwat de gefrad. Una hesne, twenta gwat de gefrad, en was disne ne kini heratis. Twent ha uche hege, hat ne, wat gaya narago, ha we said agadachi. Hanna niochna kat ni gwat de gefrutne, ohne ja gwat de gefrad. Una hesna, twent got to get rod, and was disne ne kini heratis, twent ha utwehege hotne. Wagayet narago, hagawateti agadachi, hagana hagerat, ujihre udahetre disne got chatwat. Hana niotne, cotne got to get rootne, una jagot to get rod. Una hasna twent got to get rod and was this nene kini heratus twen ha unik what ge hotne on a neotne hot near what to get rootne on a chick what to get rod. Una hasna twent got to get rod and was this nene kini heratus twen ha gar you ge hotne what got it naragu ha aqua agadachi on a neotne hot near what to get rootne on a chick what to get rod. Una hesne twent got to get raden was dis nene kini heratus twent ha urite ge hotne. What gayet narago hagadehno agadachi. Han the neotne caught ni got to get rootne, one etcher got to get rad. Una hesne twent got to get rad and was dis nene kini heratus twent ha jitne ge hotne. What gayet narago hastaquita agadachi. On the new one, caught you got to get fruit now, on that you got to get rod. On a hisna, twent got to get rod, and was this nene kini heratus hitak diga ragia. On the new one, caught you got to get fruit now, on that you got to get rod. On a hisna, twent got to get rod, and was this nene kini heratus, iguariasud ge hotne hitnik ge haga. Han en nyotne kat ni gwat de gerutne, one ger gwat de gerad. Una hesne twent gwat de gerad, en was disne ne kini heratus, je gwariachi hite. Han en nyotne kat ni gwat de gerutne, one ger gwat de gerad. Una hesne twent gwat de gerad, en was disne ne kini heratus, je gwasu dat et nyeha. Han en nyotne kat ni gwat de gerutne, Una jagwati gehrad. Una hesne twent got to gehrad and was dis nene kini heratus twent ha yutni sirara we urhye gif hatnye. Hana niotne kotnye got to gehrutne una jagwati gehrad. Una hesne twent got to gehrad and was dis nene kini heratus hittak diga gegwestakye. On the neotne caught near Guatigerutne, on a jaguatigerad. Una hesne, twent got to get rad, it was disne ne kini heratis, parawadiahne tarehia hoke. On the neotne caught near Guatigerutne, on a jaguatigerad. Ona yaguatihue, get yaguawirathnes who. Ona ha twenta witi yegwa nehak gwis ar yegwa riheg ar yegwiti gifre neheg da a wete. Ara hana twa gaiet. Dweru e thwithre ha gane hera tetre. Hana niochnek yegwa ti gifra gif. Ona tje gwa ti gifrad. And so, for those who don't speak Tuscarora, what we're giving thanks to are first all of the people of the world. And I spoke at the North Carolina Association of Educators conference back in the spring, and I spoke about this one stanza, I guess, in the Hakana Tetra. And that is that we do give thanks to all the people of the world. And that's what that Gehatne means at the end of Ekwe. Ekwe is our word for a person. And Gehatne is going to, it's a suffix that in our language means all the different kinds of this thing that you've said before it. So, it's important, I think, for non-Tuscarora speakers to understand that we are not giving thanks to just to Creator for just the Tuscarora people or to just the Native American people or by extension the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere. We're giving thanks to all the people, the different kinds of people of the earth, because our I realized when I was younger that our human family is interdependent upon each other for survival, not independent of love each other. And so it's important for me to express that sentiment here and now, because it's that I think is so much more important than just simple words. There's a whole worldview behind that one stanza. And then we give thanks to Mother Earth. Then we give thanks to all of the waters of the earth. And then we give thanks to all the fishes in the water. And we give thanks to the fruit plants. And we, Tuscarora, Haudenosaunee people, have chosen the strawberry to be the leader of the fruit plants. And then we give thanks to the food plants. And the food plants, we give thanks to the three sisters, the corn, beans, and squash. They are the leaders of the food plants. And then we give thanks for all the medicine plants of the world. And then we give thanks to all of the animal people of the world, and how we had chosen the deer to be the leader of the animal people. And we give thanks to all the trees on the earth. And up north, the Haudenosaunee people up north, they give thanks to the maple tree, because the maple is so important to them in their geographical location. You know, maple sugaring is a popular vocation for a lot of Haudenosaunee people up there, and I know maple sugarers up there, but down here we don't do that. So our tree that is the leader here is the cypress. Cypress has always been very close to us Tuscarora people. We have named a village after the cypress, an old village, and we use the cypress for a lot of things, including our canoes. My ancestors, they knew that the cypress had the highest buoyancy rating of the woods, the different trees, different types of wood, and so cypress was the number one choice for a canoe. Then we give thanks to all the birds on the earth, and then, of course, we chose the eagle to be the leader of the birds. Then we give thanks to the four winds, the four directions. And we give thanks to our grandfathers, the thunderers. And we give thanks then to our elder brother, the sun. And then we give thanks to our grandmother, moon. And then we give thanks to all the stars that move through the sky. And then we give thanks to the four beings. And finally, we give thanks to Creator. And then, of course, at the end, I say that this is the way that, you know, I've given thanks and I've named all these things, and that if there's something that I've left out, then you add it. You know, you give thanks to anything that you wish. And that is a Hakanar Tetra.
Emenu! Oh, how wonderful! Oh my goodness! Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. What a tremendous blessing. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, I give thanks for you. I give thanks for you. I give thanks for motherhood, for my child, my children. I give thanks for my family. I mean, I want all of us right now, just take a minute right where you are and give thanks. You know, I really wanted us to do this time today because we need to change the atmosphere. We need to send out gratitude, love in all directions, right?
Yes.
So let's do that. Wherever you are, whoever you are, let's take a minute and just send that love, thanksgiving, gratitude, the only attitude worth having, in all directions right now. Let's do it. What a wonderful start to Indigenous Peoples Day, also known as Every Day. Oh, thank you so much. And we do have a way to celebrate today. We are going to share some of our traditional stories as well, because it's that time of the year, Indigenous story time, storytelling season. And so we've had this gorgeous and sacred Thanksgiving address. And now I'm going to take a moment and share one of our traditional stories with you. I'm looking forward to sharing this story because I want it to go to the seventh generation. I want our children and their children and their children and their children to know all of these stories and the Thanksgiving address and the prayers and the songs and all of the good things that it is that we know because of our ancestors who loved us so, that they kept these things just for us. And so, I'm thinking about a story that helps us to think about the sacred. I don't want anybody to start smoking cigarettes or anything like that, but I am going to tell a story about a very sacred plant that appeared in our lives and is very special to us and has many purposes and many ways of being that are safe and good and spiritual. So we don't want you to misuse it or become addicted to it, but we do want you to think about it as part of our cultural history. And this story was told to me by one of our great elders years and years ago. Well, I guess not years and years ago, but years ago. And we were all listening very carefully. And I haven't thought of this story in quite a while. But it just came back to me because a parent that I was talking to wanted me to tell it. And, you know, everything in nature has a purpose. All of the plants, the ones who take care of us, have a purpose. And when we misuse this purpose, then it hurts people and it hurts us. But when we use things in the right way, it's a good thing. Muscogee people have a story that the elders told to me. And during these times, a long, long, long time ago, the tribe had so many problems. There was great sickness, disease, plagues, what one might even think of as pandemics. And people were falling ill, people were suffering, and the medicine man, the one who heals people, works with the Creator to find the path to healing and what should be used for healing. But he could not find a solution. He couldn't find anything. So he continued to pray and pray and pray and ask the Creator for an answer to this terrible plague, this terrible disease, and all the sickness and harm that was hurting all the people. And the Creator told him to do three things. And from these three things, as the elders told it to me, you can always find an answer in your spirit. If you'll do these three things, you will find a path, because Creator will meet you and he will help you. The first thing when we are in trouble, when we need an answer, when we need wisdom, is to pray. And praying can be anywhere, anytime, any way. We can speak our prayers with our mouths. We can make our prayers with our hands by doing art or by writing the prayers. We can walk our prayers by going into nature We can serve other people, be good to other people, help other people, especially in times of trouble. Many people are hurting. And when we help those people, those are prayers. Kindness, love, grace, those are prayers. Some of our prayers may even be feasting and food. But sometimes they're not. And the second kind of prayer, I'm remembering this story, I don't think I've ever told it before myself, is to fast. And fasting, most people think of as food, you know? And we don't eat any food for a while, and maybe we'd, some people choose certain foods that they don't eat, you know, like maybe they would let go of certain kinds of foods and not eat them for a day or 2 days or 3 days. Four-day fasts are incredibly common in Muskoki culture. 4 days is a time to shed things and learn new things from the Creator and open your eyes to the Spirit. I'm not sure fasting changes the Creator, but it does change us, because sometimes fasting isn't food. I have a dear friend who's a shell shaker, and every time she needs to have an answer to prayer or a solution to a problem or an answer to a question, she fasts her phone. She fasts her devices. No electronics while she prays and focuses. Some people fast a negative attitude or a bad mind. They change their way of thinking. No gossip, no cursing, no slander, no judgment. So fasting is food, but it can also be other things in our lives that are keeping us from walking closely with the Creator. So pray, fast, and then one of my all-time favorites. I remember whenever I would have a problem or I would seek guidance from the elders or from our Miko or our medicine man, they would say, go out in nature. Oh, go sit by the river for a while. See if you feel better. Go and walk. And this, they would tell you a place even, you know, hike up to Mingo Falls and sit a spell and listen. So take a walk. Take a walk. Even if it's just a short walk, even if it's just some time in nature, you get out in your yard or you walk around a little bit, just moving your body sometimes. The old ones used to say, I heard them say it, like when people would say they didn't feel well or they felt discouraged or anything like that, they would say, are you singing? Are you dancing? And sometimes just moving your body in a good way will allow the Creator to give you an answer, an idea, an aha moment that changes everything. And so, the Creator told the medicine man to pray, to fast, and to take a walk along a path that he knew. He had been down that path before. And he would find his answer. He would not necessarily know what the answer is, but he would find that answer. He would know it when he saw it. You ever had that happen? I have. Where you're just sort of, maybe you're walking down a path you're familiar with, like this medicine man was told to do. You've seen this a million times. This is the way you always come home from work, or this is always where you go to pray, or this is very familiar. It's your yard, your backyard, and then all of a sudden, you see things differently. You have a shift in perspective, or you have a difference in ideas. Suddenly, you just know what to do. You see something you hadn't noticed before. I used to hear that a lot from people who were desiring a spouse, that when they began to pray and fast and to focus, they noticed someone. The friend zone, you know, somebody they'd known for years or somebody they used to know, and oh, there they were again. And that's who they ended up with. Somebody they'd seen before over and over again, but they saw them in a new light. It's almost like the Creator gestures to something and shines a light on it You see it in a different way. That's the college you should go to, or that's the job you should take. That's the path you should go. That's the house you should buy. So we pray, we fast, we walk, or sing, or dance. And so the medicine man was taking this walk on the path the Creator told him to take, and he didn't really know what he was looking for or why. But he had spent time fasting and spent time praying, and as he started on his walk, his steps were in the right direction. He looked to the left, he looked to the right, and he didn't see anything different. He kept walking, but he didn't see anything that he hadn't already seen before. He never saw anything out of the ordinary. And he kept praying and kept walking. And then at the end of the trail that he was told to walk, he thought, I don't think I have the answer. Maybe I missed it somehow. You ever been there? You thought you knew what you were supposed to do or how you were supposed to do it or with whom. And then all of a sudden something,
oh, yeah.
plot twist, you know, and you're like, But listen, in this moment, the medicine man did not let go of Creator. Creator had given him instructions to teach him, and he kept following those instructions, even when it didn't look like it was working. He turned around and walked back down the same trail, and as he started back, he saw a plant that he didn't recognize. He had never seen this plant before, and you know one thing about medicine men, they know their plants. They know the plants we need for medicine, the plants that we use for ceremony and cleansing. We know the plants that will harm us and poison us. To stay away from those. And so the medicine man saw a plant that he did not know. Right in the middle of that same trail he had just walked. The path Creator told him to walk, he just kept walking. And there was a plant. It was a very nice plant. It was not unusual in any way. It was just a different plant he didn't know. So he took some of the leaves from it. Whenever we take leaves from a plant or branches from a plant, even for firewood or medicine or things we need, the old ones tell us to ask the plant, ask the tree, thank the tree. The Thanksgiving address is so precious because it reminds us to be grateful and thankful in all situations. I know elders that thank the grass before they mow the lawn. And I know people that before they make their harvest of corn or pick grapes from the vines or fruit from the trees, they ask the tree or they thank the tree. They praise the vine. They bless the vine. I have friends that even when they rake the leaves before they start, they thank the trees for the gift of beauty and for the leaves that created shade during the hot summer, create fall foliage to look at during the autumn, and they thank the tree for serving and standing. So, the medicine man took some of those leaves, and he took them home. He walked down the path and went back to his house. And when he took them home, he dried them. And then he prayed. How do we use these leaves? These poor people are sick and suffering. What do we do? And in that moment, he just knew that he should burn those leaves. So he put them in his outside fire, and the smoke from those leaves, it went up into the air, and it could be smelled by everyone. And it wasn't long before people started to come out of their homes. They felt better. They were healthy again and strong. The smoke was cleansing the air. It was cleaning away bad vibes, negative energy, limiting beliefs. And so after that, people were healthy again. They were strong again, and there was prosperity and good fortune and good health all returned to the tribe. And so, when the medicine man was asked about the plant, he said he didn't know of a plant. He was told by the Creator to find that plant, and when he did, he brought it back to help the people. Well, what is it? Asked the council. Well, said the medicine man, Creator allowed me to see and to find it, so I will call it seen, found. Now, there are people who call that plant tobacco today, and back then, it was considered a gift from God, and it was considered a healing medicine if it's used properly. Not misused like people do today, not altered with additives, but in its original form, the medicine people know that it can be used to heal or to help people as a medicine. And that story reminds each one of us, you know, as we go about our day, as we go about our lives, not to take anything for granted, first of all. Never look at your family and take them for granted. Never look at your life and think, oh, yeah, here it is again. It reminds us to be grateful and thankful for every small thing, every big thing, all the things in our lives that the Creator has given us. This story also teaches us to see, to find, to partner with the Creator, to find answers to questions and solutions to problems, ways of knowing. See, when we pray, when we fast, and when we walk, the Creator can show us what we need to know, what He's already placed near us, for us. The story reminds us that the answers to a lot of our prayers are already in someone or something or someplace near us. This story is a really good lesson for us on Indigenous Peoples Day. There are many problems facing us. There are heartbreaking things happening in the headlines. There are difficulties and grief and sorrow and sickness and challenges all around us. And the Creator is not surprised by that. He's not up in Galilee wringing his hands, walking around the floor going, you know, what are we going to do about this? He's already placed solutions and answers in the people and the places and the ways near us. And so as we pray and we seek the Creator and we walk with the Creator, I love that action step. I love that action step because I used to be a person, I'm always a person of prayer. But I would just pray and pray and pray and pray and pray until finally I was told this story that there's an action step. We have to find out what is it that Creator wants us to do and how does He want us to do it and where and with whom. And then we take inspired action. That changes everything. So in this story, we learn that no matter what problems we are facing as a tribe, as a nation, as a country, as families, as individuals, there are solutions, there are answers, there is wisdom and knowledge and joy. And as we pray and obey, the Creator will lead us into a good mind, a good heart, a good life, and a good future. So that's the way the Muskogee elders told this story, and the way I heard it, and the way I tell you now. And I hope that it helps you to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Indigenous Peoples Day. Emanu.
Wahana Wakwast, that's a very good story. I'm glad that you shared that. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
No doubt.
Yes, and I say, Hajasu Ewe, Gista, Hanyaguari Hutne, Gwisha cigarette. And in Tuscarora, that would be tobacco is for ceremony, not for cigarettes.
Inga, that is good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Very important. Very, very important. I am loving this celebration. It is wonderful. And when we come back from break, we'll have more because I will be persuading our beloved Dwayne Brayboy to tell us one of his stories next. We'll be right back.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage. Scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play. Or click on subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
We are strong. We are resilient. And we will get through this together. But these are stressful times. And it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid. But there is hope. Reach out to someone. Connect with your friends. Stay in touch with your community. And know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, it's Ryan Blaney, driver number 12, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. In the NASCAR Cup Series, pit stops to check my tires can make all the difference in getting a win. Off the track, regularly check your tires can be the difference in avoiding an accident or making it safely through the long road trip. Stop by a local tire retailer for a tire safety check on your vehicle or check on your tires, tread at home, use the penny test.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Presenting Great Moments in the History of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day every day. Every day. I mean, anytime you hear this, you are celebrating the fact that we are still here, still strong. Oh, beautiful Indigenous people all over the world. It's wonderful. And we have one of our very favorites with us today. Would you please introduce yourself to our friends?
Yes, my name is Dwayne Brayboy. My Tuscarora name is Runaguache, and I am Tuscarora from North Carolina, and I am Bear Clan enrolled at Prospect Longhouse. And I am the co-founder of the Tuscarora Historical and Preservation Society.
Oh, yes, congratulations. How wonderful. Just what we need in the world. Indigenous Peoples Day and every day. How do we connect with you? How do we find out more about the great work you're doing there?
My website is Tuscarora Sun, S-U-N, TuscaroraSun.org.
Beautiful.
And I'm
wonderful.
Not on social media, but my kake, little brother, Donnie is, and he's going to be establishing an Instagram page, I believe, for us. That's not up yet, but we may work on that.
Great! Okay! Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so thankful for what you're doing in the world. Amazing work and great blessings because of it. Will you please tell us a story? You tell wonderful stories.
Well, thank you. How about if I tell you two shorter stories?
Great!
Okay. Well, the first, I feel it's appropriate for this time of year, and It's one that I love to tell. It's short, but its meaning is very powerful to me. And so this is the story of the evergreen tree. And we all know that in the summertime, all the trees are in bloom. You know, you got all these different trees, just green everywhere with the trees. And then in the fall, the leaves fall onto the ground and the trees let go of their leaves. And they turn colors that are beautiful. And then they eventually drop to the ground, except for the evergreen trees. And they stay green all year long. And that's why they're called evergreens, you know. And this is the story about why they do. So, when the Creator made the earth, all kinds of trees were planted. The maple, birch, oak, hickory, pear, and nut trees, and so on. And the Creator had to eventually tend to other realms. So, he asked the trees to watch over the earth. And all trees promised that they would watch over the land. And the trees waited, and they waited, and they waited many days, and they waited many nights. And the trees began to get tired, and they started to fall asleep. They forgot the promise they had given to Creator. Only the evergreen trees remained awake, keeping watch over the earth. When the Creator returned, only the evergreen trees were still awake. So as a reminder to everyone to keep their word, during every fall and winter, all trees lose their leaves, except the evergreen trees. And that is the story of the evergreen tree.
A good story, a good reminder to all of us. Faithfulness. You know, my granddaddy used to say, if your faith don't work, try faithfulness. Faithfulness sometimes, yeah, right? Faithfulness sometimes will get you farther than anything else. Keep your word.
Yes.
And have integrity, but most of all, be loyal.
Yes, I agree. That's an appropriate story for this time of year, especially.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this other story, it's the story of how a boy was cured of boasting. And this is how it goes. There was once an Indian boy who thought he knew more and could do more than anyone else. He was so proud of himself that he walked around like a great chief who wears a war shirt. You know, the other Indian boys and girls called him Spread Feather, because he strutted around like a big turkey or a peacock. So one day, Spread Feather was playing ball with the other boys. Not once had he failed to drive or catch the ball with his lacrosse stick. Twice he had thrown the ball with such force that someone got hurt. Spread Feather grew more and more pleased with himself as he played. He began to use tricks and to talk very boastfully. "No one can play ball as I," he said. "I can catch the swiftest ball that can be thrown, and I can throw the ball to the sky. I can run faster than the deer." Spread Feather boasted so loudly that a rabbit heard him. The rabbit came out of the bushes and sat up on his hind legs. He watched Spread Feather play and listened to his boasting. Soon, a strange boy was standing where the rabbit had sat. The stranger said to Spread Feather, "I would like to play ball with you." "Come on then," taunted the boastful boy. "Spread Feather will show the strange ball player how to catch a ball." They began to play. The stranger could run like a deer. His balls were so swift and so curved that Spread Feather could not see them. He couldn't catch one. They seemed to come from the sky. At least one ball hit Spreadfeather on the mouth, and he fell to the ground, and his face was red with anger, and his lips were red with blood. He sprang to his feet and shouted to the stranger, "Though I do not like the taste of your ball, I can throw you." "Very well, then," said the stranger. "We will have a game of catch-as-catch-can, and this is what we used to call wrestling." Spreadfeather set his feet very hard on the ground. "My legs are as strong as the legs of a bear," he boasted. They began to wrestle. Soon, Spreadfeather's arms fell at his sides. He panted for air. He had no breath, and he had no strength. The stranger picked Spreadfeather up and tossed him over his head like a ball. The boy fell without a word. When Spreadfeather opened his eyes, a rabbit sprang into the bushes. All night, Spreadfeather lay and thought and thought. He was too weak and too sore to go back to his lodge. Nor was he eager to meet the other boys. At sunrise, a rabbit hopped near. The rabbit slyly suggested that he might like to play another game of ball. The boy, Spreadfeather, he sat up and he said to the rabbit, "Spreadfeather is no more. He no longer struts like a turkey. He has nothing to say. He will win a new name. It will not be Spreadfeather." And that is the story of Spreadfeather and how he was cured of boasting.
Very good. What a powerful lesson. Thank you for teaching that to us.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We love Indigenous people every day. But for those of our friends who may be just celebrating with us today, what are some good ways that they can keep honoring Indigenous people and celebrating Indigenous people?
Well, something that I often say is I speak about first knowing and acknowledging where they stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who stayed on their land where they now stay.
Mm-hmm.
What Native people once stayed there, because, you know, we were, as Native people, so often in the modern age, I've noticed, and some people tell me, well, they taught me in school that, you know, there was this vacant land, and I'm thinking, they didn't teach me anything about Natives in school. I remember being in eighth grade social studies and my teacher saying that American history really began when Columbus landed. Yeah, when the Taino found Columbus lost at sea.
That's right.
That's when American history really began.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get any Native education in school.
Mm-hmm.
But some people say that they speak now, and where Natives are mentioned in academia, that people have heard it said that, oh, there was this vacant land in some certain spot, and I've said no, that land
Mm-mm.
was not vacant.
No. Mm-mm.
You know? You know, it's kind of like my Tuscarora peoples, who we stay in Robeson County, North Carolina now. But in the old days, you know, there was just kind of nobody stayed there. It was hunting grounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody, you know, we would go there and set up, you know, hunting camps and such, you know, but it wasn't a permanent settlement. We went there to hunt. And so, but that's where we stay now and why we fell back there after our war with the settlers in the early 18th century. So, you know, there was no such thing as vacant open land on Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm.
It belonged to some nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell people, You know, if you want to honor natives, first start with where you stay. Whose land mm-hmm. are you on?
Yes.
And acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be brought up in conversation. Open a dialogue with your family or your neighbors. Or, you know, hey, did you know that this was once Catawba land that we stay on?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was actually recently brought to light when I was hiking over at the mountain. And the park ranger, who I've known for a very long time, pretty much since I moved here, he stopped me and said, you know, hey, would you look at this pottery for me? And showed me some pictures of this pottery. And I said, that looks like Catawba pottery.
Catawba, yeah, sure.
Yeah, the way that the Catawbas, they burnish their pottery and such, they got that special look about them, you know, and
yes.
it's old. I mean, these are like broken pottery shards and stuff. And I said, it's corded ware, and it looks like Catawba pottery. And I said, where did this come from? He said that it was found on the park property.
Oh, wow.
By the water. And so I've made a case to rematriate that pottery to the Catawbas. You know, I feel like that would be a good thing, you know, but it also, what I said to the park ranger was, this makes it all very real. Sure, this place where we stay now, it's called Catawba County. It's called Catawba County for a reason.
That's right.
You know, this was their land. And I acknowledge that. And I've got a couple of Catawba friends. And, you know, I've always acknowledged that to them. Hey, I'm staying in your old homelands here, you know. And so I told the park ranger this story, you know, like, this makes it all very real. This is Catawba pottery. And I had it verified. I sent them, I was like, send me those pictures on my phone. So then I sent them to a Catawba friend of mine who is a potter. And she said to me, yeah, that's definitely Catawba pottery. And I was like, okay, it's been verified by a Catawba potter. This is Catawba pottery. It'd be very nice if this would get rematriated to them. So we're I'm working that out now, but we're brokering that deal. I hope they will do it. But he spoke of, you know, maybe we could have a showcase of the native peoples that used to stay here, you know, and that sort of a thing. And I was like, okay, that is a good idea. But it's also maybe the right thing to contact the Catawbas first, then, and say, you know, we can rematriate half of this pottery to you, or all of it, or would you allow us to keep some of it, or all of it, for this showcase that we want to show that, you know, the original peoples of this land, sort of a showcase. So, but for him, I could just see the light bulb go off in his eyes, you know, like, oh, I get it now. Yeah, this is really Catawba stuff. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I think one great thing that all of us have to continue to do is to tell our stories. You know, we tell the stories from the old ways, the old past, the old ones, and that's precious. We have to do that. But a story like the one you just told, we have to tell those stories, too. You know, that we are in modernity, that we still exist, and we're still active and alive and have agency in the world. And this is beautiful. So I want to encourage all of us to learn the stories of our elders, absolutely, and then continue to add our stories to them. How do the life ways and the old paths actually show up now? how do we use them today, right now, in this moment, in this season? And I feel that we've done that today by having this beautiful conversation in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day. And I just want to thank you for the work you're doing. And I want to thank all who do the work of preserving our culture and our languages and transmitting them to the future generations. And one great way all of us can honor and celebrate Indigenous Peoples on Indigenous Peoples Day, but also every day, is to support that work. To support that work by volunteering, support that work financially. You know, we are doing this wonderful cultural survival and cultural preservation every day, not just Indigenous Peoples Day. And I want to call on our allies. I want to call on our friends, those people who are interested in and care about us, you know, to donate, to share, to give us the resources to continue to do what we do. That is a great way to honor Indigenous people. You know, now you might not be able to fix the past, but you can help us to create a better present. And I want to tell you that if you'd like to donate to us to keep the podcast going and the work we do going, Wells of Victory at protonmail.com. Wells of Victory, WellsOfVictory at protonmail.com. You can donate to our PayPal and keep this podcast going, keep these conversations happening, help us to do the work of cultural survival and cultural preservation. And your favorite nonprofit, pick one. They're all great if they're doing the work that helps Indigenous people in any way. And I will ask our beloved guest to one more time tell us your contact, website, anything that will allow us to connect with you, because volunteers, donors, that's a way of honoring Indigenous people.
Yes. Our website is tuscarorasun.org. That's TUSCARORASUN .org, TuscarorasUn.org. And I do have a donate button on there. I'm just getting the website up, and it's not the donate button isn't active yet. I'm working on that, probably today. But there is a contact email there at the bottom by the donate button, and we can be contacted at that email if anybody is interested in donating to help support our work.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing this celebration with me today. I'm so glad we could celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day every day, all our lives, all the time, on every form of
every
the calendar.
Yes, every day is Indigenous Peoples Day with you, and I'm grateful for that. Yeah, Genoritqua, Genoritza, Gegwanoritqua, Disen Gegwanoritza, Twen Hauswiru. I appreciate you and love you, and I appreciate all of the guests.
We love you, and we thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all of you joining us today. Thank you to everyone who sponsors, donates, shares to make this possible, and to all the platforms, to all the listeners. We love you, and we appreciate you. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, every day. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I can't wait till we're all together next time. I'll see you then.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the war forgets.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.